Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Supreme Court decision, as we said, for the last umpteen number of days, is big. But a bit of a, and has very practical consequences, but a bit of a, as I told you, tepid decision. They were not going to give absolute immunity to any president, right? Not going to do that. It's crazy. And they weren't going to say a president has no immunity for official acts. I think the Wall Street Journal got it best. They hit it best what this means. That a president has, in their words, Wall Street Journal, significant immunity for official acts, and also has a presumption around official acts, or a presumption that it is official act, unless it's pretty, you know, obvious. In other words, in gray areas, jump balls, we're going to go with the president on this. Now, that's important because it's a big deal going forward to try to cut down on the lawfare, and that was in the back of their minds. Now, on the one hand, overall, I wish the Supreme Court had been the one that set up a metric to determine what is an official act and what is a private act. I mean, some are really obvious. I think what they're saying, Roberts is a minimalist. I know it's maddening. I think what they're saying, though, is that we'll know it when we see it. Remember that Supreme Court decision about pornography? You know it when you see it. That's what they actually said. So it'll be a fact-based thing that goes on here to determine this. But by going back to the lower court, hard to say how much time that might take to come up with some metric around these acts. Also, my read is, and Greg Jarrett's going to be here at 2 o'clock, I think this knocks out a couple of the charges in the so-called January 6th case by Jack Smith. I think it knocks a couple of them out. I think they go away. So is he going to be able to break it off and not continue to pursue all this? That's not his usual MO. How about the judge chomping at the bit in Washington? She told the Trump people once the decks were cleared, she'd give them 90 days to prepare. Well, it's hard to say, and I don't know if Greg Jarrett will know. Does that mean after the lower court decides? The lower court could take months. Then 90 days on to that would take us past the election. If the clock starts ticking anytime soon, it would take us into October. Can you imagine? And Andy McCarthy over the weekend, I saw him asked by Trey Gowdy. He said, look, it's ridiculous what Alvin Bragg has done here in New York. But on paper, there are 34 felonies. He can't see Judge Marchand not giving home confinement to Trump. Now, if Trump is appealing on that, which he will, I don't know if the home confinement sticks or not. So we still have that coming up just days away on July 11th. But the core of this, and in the big picture politically, This is a good thing. Of course, here's Van Jones, cut as three. And this is how Democrats are going to continue to spin this. It's an all-out attack on the Supreme Court again. What, by fair terms, the Supreme Court this time, I think it did tilt toward my point of view, maybe your point of view, but that free speech thing with the Facebook case and all, it tilted toward Biden. This was not a court. It tilted toward them on the abortion drug and the other abortion case. This is not a court that was tilting toward Trump, but here's Van Jones sounding what's the battle cry today.
They say go through the whole process and you come back up here. Then they wait 60 plus days past the buzzer to give us this decision. The way it's structured, this thing is going to ping pong back and forth for three or four more years, maybe. It seems like they're doing Donald Trump a favor when they don't have to. The ruling does seem to be much more concerned about unleashing the presidency than constraining the presidency. That's fine, except that there's a different balance here. Now you're concerned about a renegade president. Are you concerned about a renegade president prosecuting someone unfairly after the fact or acting like a rogue or a thug in office? It's not clear what's the greater threat to the republic, and it doesn't seem like the majority really has taken as seriously the concern of half the country about renegade presidencies in the office. I think the Supreme Court is hurting itself. There was, I believe, a way to come to a better outcome, a quicker outcome, an outcome that better balanced the interests here. What I think people are going to take away from this, Donald Trump has a Supreme Court that will let him do whatever he wants to, and that is terrifying.
Ugh. All along, he was being balanced, back and forth. Then at the end, they're just in the tank for him, the Supreme Court.
There it is.
Yep. All right, so 855-839-1210. This is a big moment, to put it mildly. The outcomes are not just about... See, I think the Supreme Court was thinking about lawfare. They're tired and they're afraid we'll get into this cycle of one president going after another president for actions in office. And the one often cited is Obama killing American citizens with the drone attacks. Would that be something he could be charged with? I think it was an official act as president. Around that, I don't see how Obama could be charged with that. Nor do I think Trump should be charged with any of these. And what the Jack Smith, when we get to that, what he has to prove is that Trump was in a criminal state of mind here with his actions around trying to overturn or get a fair result from the election. In other words, he actually thinks he can prove Trump knew he lost, and yet he, in a fraudulent way, went forward with putting the country through all these trials and all these other things. Now, if you can get inside the mind of Trump, if you're going to convince a jury, now maybe they're thinking, hey, we'll have another layup jury, just like in New York. Washington's even worse. We tell them Trump, and they think, yeah, he's a criminal. He definitely was doing this. He knew he lost. And that did not stop him from going forward. Now, I have a whole list of the things in the January 6th case that just give you an idea if it goes to trial in the way that we're talking about. Pressured state legislators and election officials to disregard the popular vote. Remember when he called the Georgia guy and he said, find me 13,000 votes out there? That's common, you know, all around the world, and that's close. People call up and say, hey, got to go out there. You got to find me more votes. Does that mean you have to cheat? Well, in Philadelphia, it's, you know, of course, but it just means you're going to have to scour this. You're going to have to fight more on this. We only need a little bit here to win. So this is a big win. Again, I'd rather see in the hands of the Supreme Court a little bit more language on the metric of what is an official act and what's a private act here. Most of these acts, the Trump people are going to argue, and we'll ask Greg Jarrett at 2 o'clock, where in fulfilling his duties, they're going to argue, as president of the United States, to be able to have the election certified, you got to make sure the election was on the up and up. And then we'll get into parsing these actions. Were those official actions to guarantee that, or was that just Trump trying to do anything to remain in power? That's where a finding of fact comes in. That's what the Supreme Court unleashed. So it is significant immunity. And my one thought today, and I'll talk about this more after the initial burst on this, I want presidents to have immunity. I think any reasonable person does. Just like I want cops to have qualified immunity. Remember how many times they want to take that away from cops? You know what it would be like being a cop if you didn't have qualified immunity? Meaning, you have immunity. People just can't up and sue you because they feel like to entangle you, to intimidate you. But you don't have immunity if you clearly violate the law. It's got to be a clear line here. And that's what this is about. Now, Sotomayor, in her dissent, of course, said we've just gone down the path of making the president the king again and all that. I don't read it that way, particularly from Roberts. It's very minimal. So does Sotomayor, do the other liberal judges want to just to have this constant lawfare of the next administration going after the previous? Is that what they want? Trump did not go after Hillary Clinton. I know some of you would like that. Now, I agree with Trump on that. He made a smart move not going down that path. Now, you can argue, well, if he had gone after her, maybe they wouldn't have come after him. I don't know about that. I think they were going to come after him no matter what. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. The other big story, of course, is the potential exit from the race of the Bidens, which I've been predicting. Now, at any moment, I could be the loser, you could be the winner, but who all along has been saying, are you kidding me? Guess who the rising star is now? Not Joshi Shapiro, but they're calling her Big Gretch. Big Gretch!
Big Gretch!
Gretchen Whitmer, that nutbag.
Are they really calling her that? Did you just make that up?
No, they're calling her
that. Oh my gosh, it's a terrible nickname.
They put stuff out there, you know, she has advanced teams, Big Gretch once in, they're saying stuff like this. Big Gretch.
Big Gretch.
Big Gretch.
Yeah, sounds like an insult.
It does. But she just looks bizarre. And some of her actions, some of the things she did during COVID, oh my goodness. Imagine her duking it out with Newsom and Josh Shapiro and Kamala Harris. And by the way, over the weekend, several people said what I'm just saying. You think you're getting Kamala Harris out there? What are you talking about? Come on. All right. We're just going to make her disappear. That's what some of you told me. Meacham. That's who he's talking. Can you imagine this idiot probably pumping them up? You're FDR. Blank them. Go and get them.
We want to pump you up.
You've been saying it. Yeah, John Meacham. Now, we told you about this. I don't think enough shows emphasize it. Maybe I overdo it. Biden first few weeks, historians. One of them was the guy that ran against Fitzpatrick. That guy who lives on a golf course in South Africa and wanted to be the congressman from Bucks County. Wallace. His grandfather was Henry Wallace, who, thank God, you know, he was the VP choice in 1940, Dan, and Chunk got Chunk for 1944. He was a communist by most accounts. He would have been president if FDR didn't do that. So this is one of the advisors to Biden, and then the Beschloss guy and a bunch of these, you know, Doris Kearns Goodwin. But Meacham is the big guy. So that's who he's calling, John Meacham. Probably said, Mr. President, there have been that you're Andrew Jackson now. Take out the saber. You see, Biden. But one thing has come out of this. This, Dan, you mentioned, you have a historian, Alan Lichtman.
I figured while we're talking historians, why not?
We'll play him a second. But this guy's going down this time, Dan. This is the guy who was never wrong about picking the presidential winner. They say only once, but he's only picked it 7 or 8 times. I think I picked it. Most people listening have picked it. Dukakis, George W. Bush. You couldn't pick that one?
Oh, yeah, right.
Most of these are not close. Reagan, Mondale, you couldn't see that one coming. Reagan, Carter, they were blowouts. Alan Lichtman says debates don't count. This won't count at all. And he's still sticking to his pick. He's picking Joe Biden. Oh, this is going to be fun. So here's a historian. And wrong guy, Alan Lichtman, saying CNN, on CNN, was biased for Trump.
I love you guys in the media, but I have to say you are complicit in Donald Trump lying and conning his way to the presidency. You know, all the attention has...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Been on Biden's faltering debate, but Donald Trump's debate was vastly worse. It was based entirely on lies, more than 30 significant lies. That's one lie for about every 1 minute and 20 and 30 seconds. He threatened our democracy by saying he wouldn't accept necessarily the results of a fair election. He said he would seek retribution. Why wasn't that the headlines? Why wasn't that the greatest concern from the debate rather than all the focus on Joe Biden? You know, there's an old saying, it's not just the evil people who wreak havoc on the world. It's the good people who don't do enough to stop them. And the media right now is complicit in Donald Trump gaslighting his way to the presidency and threatening our democracy.
And this is the go-to clown, Dan, as I said, that always predicts who's going to win the elections. So, you know, I think I'm biased. I think we could get him on. I'd let it go for a minute and a half. Tell me more. And then bang, just you're wrong and you're going to be wrong this time. Ro Khanna, who is smart. Now, this guy's willing to come on Fox and whatever. He's a progressive, a Bernie Sanders guy. A Democrat from California said that Biden remained best positioned to lead the Democratic Party. He's a frequent Biden surrogate. Here's what he's suggesting. If they do this, we're going to have fun. Thank you for the show, fodder, Ro Khanna. I don't think I dug this one out. He wants Biden to do an appearance, a rally running up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art to invoke the image of Stallone in Rocky.
Yeah, right.
He says that Rocky wasn't...
Seriously?
Jim Kelly, are you there? Be ready, buddy. Rocky wasn't the most eloquent, but he was a fighter. His eloquence was his character. I think that's the line we need to use, that Biden's eloquence is his character. What do you have to say about that, Rock?
Joe Biden, you know, he's dumb guy, you know what I mean? They're trying to blame Trump for everything over here, you know?
People are making my case.
Doubling down?
Yeah, the real insiders are saying, are you crazy? How are you getting around Kamala? You just think you're going to flip Kamala Harris away? I'm still telling you, she's one thing. She's identity politics. You're not flicking that away.
The biggest argument I've heard in favor of Kamala at this point now is that the funding, the only way for their campaign funding to transfer from one candidate to another is if it's Kamala Harris. So now right. I think that 100% underlines what you're saying. They can't just push her aside because they lose all their funding.
Let's check on that. That is a good factoid there. Yeah. And again, I'm a big believer in vetting. In other words, a lot of people, like, you think that Newsom has been vetted. That's not like presidential vetting, Dan. Suddenly, 2,000 or 3,000 guys that are crazed are on every follicle of that hair. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. So we'll talk with Mark, take your calls too next, and we'll talk with Greg Jarrett at 2 o'clock today when things have kind of solidified a little bit. All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Mark Lauder, our guest, Chief Communications Officer at America First Policy Institute, has held positions like that, including the 2020 campaign, including originally with Vice President Mike Pence. And the Biden situation is tremendously volatile. Let's go to Mark, see what he's thinking today on a huge news day. Mark, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, nice, calm, easy Monday. No big news going on.
yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we were not, I would say we were a bit that it finally blew up in the debate. Not shocked, because we all saw it, but that they couldn't cover it up. And I guess, Mark, you know, when we saw Biden at the State of the Union and you felt that he was using Adderall or something else and screaming at all, you can't do that in a debate, though. There's no teleprompter. There's no cheering. You're asked a question. But, my God, it was below the level I thought. I thought he'd be able to cover it a little bit more.
Well, that's the problem. Without the teleprompter, you've got to do rapid response. You've got to listen to what the moderator is asking or the opponent is saying, formulate your answer, come up with your statistics, and try to make a coherent statement in under 2 minutes. And it proved to be too much for Joe Biden. And I think this is the thing that the American people should be most upset about. You know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, 2-3 weeks ago, we were being told that, Joe Biden's decline is a cheap fake. These videos are false. It's just a big right-wing conspiracy theory. And they've been saying that for a year. And yet we find out, wait a minute, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, a lie, just like Russiagate, a lie. I mean, how many times do the Democrats and their mainstream media apparatus get away with lying to us before we finally just go, yeah, but I'm done listening to you.
Yeah, but I think the media now, by and large, is on a surge after they pulled the wool over, tried to get him out of there. I've been in the camp, Mark. I got like trucks of pizza bets here. They're loaded up that Biden will never make it to the finish line of the election. I don't see him going anywhere with Jill Biden and Hunter Biden and the rest egging him on. So deep down, your vast government experience communications, do you see Biden dropping out?
No, not in any way, shape, or form. Number one, he's wanted this job his entire life. He isn't the fourth time he's run for it. The fourth time he had run for it. Number two, obviously, when you have that power, you don't give it up. And I don't think there's any chance, because obviously, what's Hunter going to sell if Joe Biden's not in the White House? They got nothing left. But lastly, here's the actual real political calculus. Democrats are bleeding black voters. The most recent polling, New York Times, Siena, Fox News, have Donald Trump getting about 25% of the black vote. That is triple the amount he got in 2016. It's primarily coming, not exclusively, but primarily coming from black men. If Joe Biden steps down and they don't nominate Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is even more unpopular than Joe Biden, if that's even possible, but it is. If they don't nominate her, black women, they may not vote for Trump. They may just stay home.
Exactly.
Because you disrespected the first woman black vice president. And if that happens, not only are you going to go down in spectacular defeat to the White House, which is looking more likely every day, but you're taking down the House, the Senate, governorships, Senate races. You cannot. They're already losing black support. They're losing Hispanic support because their policies are so bad. And if you add disrespect on top of that, you're looking at a complete wipeout, and they won't do it.
No, that's the way that I see it, too. I think everybody is not looking at the political reality of Kamala Harris. So she was in there as Identity Politics Squared. And if she were jumped over, that's her career right there. She knows that. Everybody knows it. And I think you're right, particularly black women, Mark, with her. And what would somebody like Clyburn do? Would he just jettison? I don't think they would go that easily.
Well, and even if you get Clyburn and some of the other in the Black Caucus to get on board and say, we're fine with it, there's still a level of disrespect there. I mean, people are already ignoring the elites. And hopefully more and more Democrats are seeing through the lies and the gaslighting because, you know, you can't afford your gas and grocery bills. The border is wide open. Women and girls are being raped and killed by illegal immigrants, so much for being the party of women. So you've been lied to over and over again. And then when you see this, well, am I either going to accept the lie one more time or am I maybe just going to sit on my hands and go, you know what, it's time that they feel the outcome, the wrath of what we feel. And so be it. And I think you get a lot of Democrats right now who are waking up to the reality of their policies stink.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are hurting.
Now, Dr. Jill Biden is on our neck of the wood, not too far from me in Allentown, 2 o'clock today, First Lady, Congressional Hispanic Caucus. I don't know that she's the best surrogate, as much as I think Biden will stay, in that a lot of Americans are saying, wow, your wife is the one that should stop this.
Well, there's a lot of people who are saying that she's the only one that can stop this.
Yeah.
You know, if she tells him it's time to go, and that's why I think you have a lot of people out there questioning, you know, is this elder abuse? Could you imagine doing this to your husband or someone that you love and your family member and keep putting them out there when they're clearly not up to the job? I mean, that CBS poll come out yesterday, 3/4 of the American people, including a majority of Democrats, think Joe Biden doesn't have it mentally to be able to continue to do the job. That's devastating.
Yeah, let's talk about Mark Wadder with us. Mark, let's talk about today's decision, the immunity decision. Democrats trying to run against the Supreme Court again, even though, as I predicted and thought, it's pretty limited, but they're striking in big terms. We haven't gotten to particular metrics here. We don't like this lawfare. We don't want one administration going after another. We have impeachment as a mechanism. We want presidents to be able to make a decision without fear they're going to go to jail.
And that's what we should want.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of the really important points is, number one, it's in the ruling, it basically said the courts are not allowed to try to determine a president's motive. In determining whether something is an official act or a non-official act. I mean, because look, you and I both know, Joe Biden's amnesty order from a couple of weeks ago on the border, it was about politics. It was about the campaign. But, and even though it's probably likely illegal, you can't question his motive when determining whether someone should be criminally prosecuted, and I would argue you shouldn't try to criminally prosecute Joe for that horrible amnesty decision, which isn't going to work. But because even though it was political in motive, well, it was an official act. Well, where do you draw the line? And that's what the court was trying to determine. They also said you can't use presidential records or staff or those kinds of things to determine a president's motive. You need to basically be able to say he was acting in his official capacity or in a non-official capacity. So huge win for the president, for President Trump. But I would also say huge win for future presidents.
Absolutely. And you characterize it very well there, that they are really saying the presumption is very strongly going to be with the president in this manner, not making him a king. As long as it's an official act, this is what we want presidents to be able to do. And I think we'll get better at people wanting to run for president if they don't have a fear of constantly what we're seeing play out now. Mark, thank you. Thanks for the great work you do. Hope we talk again soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Mark Lauder here on Talk Radio 1210. The last couple of things he said there, Dan, were key, too. Can't be using staff and all that to impugn the president to get at him in this way. Clearly not wanting more lawfare. All right, coming up, I have the number. I'll give it to you, though. We just saw it from the guru of Bucks County. He's going to be on at 1:30, but I'll tell you, what's the number this week? How many are left in the blue wall? Boy, it's not even a blue wall. It's not even a blue trickle, Dan, out there in Bucks County that's left. Is it 1, 2? You may remember last week it was 5:37, the edge they had in Democrat registration over Republicans. What is it now? All right. And Scott Presler, giant number. I like the way he makes his sevens, too. All right. I'll give you the number. We'll take your calls. Don't forget the side question. Hit us with an all-time exit by a character. I like Michael Scott's exit, the first exit, anyhow, in The Office. It was beautifully done. They captured the essence of how the character had evolved when he was going home to Holly. Hit us with that all-time exit by a character. Mark Lotter agrees with me. We'll see. You may be right. All those times. Oh, come on. He's gone. Is he? You think Jill Biden? I could hardly wait to see if she compares anyone to breakfast burritos in Allentown. Remember, she did that in San Antonio?
That's right.
Will she speak in Spanish and say, I am a jelly donut or something? And anything's possible. Each week around this time, we are pleased, and we probably only have two more weeks left, to tell you what the heck is the daily number out there in Bucks County. Scott Presler will be on at 1:30 today. The new number, last week it was 537 Democrat registrations over Republicans. Today, it's down to 357. 357. 200 down. So at this rate, or anything approaching this rate, I feel pretty safe that on July 15th, we'll be able to announce that Bucks County is red. And that just will be a big day. That's what Presler gets. Incrementalism. Picking a target, freezing it, inspiring people to realize how winnable this is right here in the suburbs, which will determine potentially winning America. And I'm wondering, Josh Shapiro's name is out there a lot, along with Big Gretch. That's what they're calling her now, Big Gretch. Newsom, Kamala Harris, you heard Mark Lotter. I agree with him. How are you getting around her? But Big Gretch might be able to.
Gretch!
And will Shapiro now, Dan, make a splash? He's got the masquerade on as a moderate again. Other than he shakes your hand, I'm here to protect your abortion rights. I don't think they need any protection. I'm protecting your abortion rights. Will he go for school choice? It'll be a big, we're in the throat. They're supposed to have a budget today. Of course, they don't have a budget. I mean, why quibble with what the law is in Harrisburg? And the hang-up is all the money towards schools that these progressives want, billions and billions of dollars, versus school choice. Will he, remember the last time he was on board with that, then they wouldn't do it, and he had to back Democrats against kids. Will he this time do it to kind of further him? And by the way, if they, you know, think about this, if they went for somebody other than Kamala Harris, or even if they do go with Harris, they need a VP choice then. So he could be in the running for that. Because I don't see two from one state. Kamala and Gavin Newsom, I could see Josh Shapiro, or they could have an all-time ticket. Imagine these two. Kamala and the Big Gretch. Now that is big stuff. All right. So 357 over.
They're really calling her that?
Yeah, if you Google it, I saw that she sent teams of people out there, and they put wretched out this victory thing, the Big Gretch, yes. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you can get on board. And Dan found this piece, and we're trying to track it to lock it down, that Biden's campaign manager had a call Sunday with about 40 of his top donors, NBC News reported. If Biden stepped aside, his war chest would get redistributed. The lion's share would go to Kamala Harris, with a smaller amount going to the DNC. So, Dan, I don't take that's a rule or a law as much as that's where they would, I'm not sure if there's some DNC rule, that's where that money would have to go. Wow.
It just seems odd to go directly to Kamala rather than back to the party, you know?
Yeah, bark to the DNC, then they give it to the nominee when that's out there.
So reading between the lines, what I see now is that Kamala would have to not only surrender her power, but surrender her money.
Yeah.
And step aside. It's a big ask.
Exactly right. And over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi told us Joe Biden doesn't have dementia, but Trump does. She said experts say that Trump has dementia. So they are in a bad place now. I'm in no hurry. Each day that Biden stays on there weakens them because he's not going to be able to win in the end. It's going to be hard to get him out of there. And they can't put anybody else in there to get any traction. Not that they necessarily. I mean, all these people on paper look great. You've heard this before, right? Everybody's saying run to a person, run for president. And then when they do, oh, my God, the baggage that comes out, suddenly it's not as attractive. That's what will happen to Newsom. That's what will happen to Gretchen Whitmer within a heartbeat.
I mean, if they float a Supreme Court seat in front of Kamala, though.
Oh, we've been down. She's not a legal scholar, no. Dan. She's just not. No, there's no way.
Do Democrats care if she's a legal scholar?
Well, I'm not saying they care. What I'm saying is I don't think she has any interest in this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a law school dropout, but I think I can hold my own in a legal moot court debate with Kamala Harris.
It's a lifetime position. We're talking 4 years versus, you know, an entire life of solidified power.
It's not much, really, for somebody. You got to really love the law, want your name to be on big decisions out there. She's never going to be that.
Really, between the two, if you had the option between president and Supreme Court justice, you're going president?
Of course.
When it comes to power.
You're immortal.
Yes. Well, you are as a Supreme Court justice, too.
Not really. How many can you name here?
Come on. That's true, yeah. Don't ask me that, please.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few that are stars, and then there's the Chief Justice. I don't even bet people listening can name five Chief Justices.
You're moralized and memorized sometimes negatively as a president.
Yeah,
more so
true.
Than Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, well, why does everybody do it? Because there's nothing like it.
But and you can fall out of relevancy after 4 years? Like Biden's about to?
A little bit. I mean, we even write books about presidents that are in the, you know, the 20s or 30s as far as important. So now they kill themselves because there's nothing like it. If you're a president, it's got to be.
Can I put it up as a Twitter poll?
Yeah, sure.
I'm genuinely curious where the audience is.
Oh, yeah.
At Dom Show 1210 on
Twitter. They may differ with me. I admit abnormalcy on this, but I see it clearly. But times I've been at the White House, the stuff that I've seen. There's nothing like it. I mean, you're one of a kind. When you're President Borowski today, I'll say Supreme Court Justice Borowski today played golf.
We do. I mean, Supreme Court Justice Alito flew a flag upside down, you know.
Yeah, but that's only because they're out to get him because of Trump, who's the presidential candidate. Yeah, put that up on Twitter. I'd be interested to see what they say. All right, we'll talk with Scott Presser at 1:30. We'll talk with Greg Jarrett breaking down the Supreme Court decision, now that we see a little bit more of it. I see some great exits up there on Twitter. Man, some of these people, unbelievable. Gus's exit in Breaking Bad, that's got to be top 10. Oh, spoiler, don't tell me about it. You should have seen it by now. When Gus walks out, straightens his tie after being blown up like nothing happened, Dan, and then they capitulate.
Yeah, then you see the face.
It was a little bit fraudulent. You can't be blown up on one side of your body, I think. But it was effective. Okay, we'll get to all that. Hit us on the side question. Don't forget Mulligan's 2 days away, 310 West Hildreth. Jeff Van Drew and a scotch contest there. Curtis Badshaw.
What are we doing with it? Have we decided?
With
the scotch, are you drinking?
I'll drink it. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
It's going to be a great third hour. You're going to want to be there at Mulligan's to see this one.
And then we have the mascot, Sea Squash. At least his handler is going to talk with me. He'll be there.
Yeah, I don't think Sea-Squatch himself talks.
But I have 10 questions for, and I don't know how he communicates to the handler.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there a translator for Sea-Squatch behind the scenes for the handler?
I think so.
Does the handler just know Squatch?
We'll ask him about Scotch.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.